This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing green on the screen. We've got corn trading five and a half higher on the day. We've got beans trading up here over 15 cents higher, and we've got wheat trading higher, meal and oil as well. So a very good day for the grain farmer.
And what do you point to, Jim, as this movement to the upside? Is there a particular news story or is it down to the numbers?
I think it's two different things that are driving. The first one is weather. We got wheat up 15 cents. We've got cold weather here, and it looks like some of the models are suggesting it is going to stay all the way into February. So maybe you're getting a little bit of winter kill fear driving into the wheat market. We also, when it's bitter cold like we're fighting right now, animals tend to eat a lot more grain to try to stay warm and try to keep those pounds on. So that is supportive. And then lastly, South America. Argentina is turning dry. It's been dry. It's continuing to be dry, I should say, for the next week or so. They say there is rain out midweek next week. Intensities are being debated. So you're getting a little bit of weather play. That's one thing, Tony, driving it. The second thing is the U.S. dollar. The dollar is now trading at four-year lows. President Trump kind of made a comment in general that he wasn't too worried about the weaker dollar. That added to the sell pressure of the dollar yesterday. And as that dollar gets cheaper, what does it do? It keeps us competitively priced on the world market. The corn export sales have been on fire recently.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 6.5 at 4.33. March soybeans up 15.75 at 10.83 even. March soybean meal up 4.10 at 2.98.10. March soybean oil up 28 cents at 54.69. Chicago wheat up 15 cents at 5.38 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 7 cents at 5.79. Kansas City hard red wheat up 13 1/4 at 5.46. March oats up 3 cents at 3.03 even. On the Merck, February live cattle down 18 cents at 235.43. March feeder cattle down 50 cents at 361.50. February lean hogs down 93 cents at 88.13. February pork cutout up 13 cents at $97.95. Class 3 milk down 14 cents at $15.54. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.